Very, there's a lot to talk about on this past parsha, Parsha Zohar, and we had to Parsha Tetzaveh. There's an amazing Or HaChaim HaKadosh that's kedai for everyone to look up. Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes that all the galus are gonna, they have a special person that redeems us from all our various galus, and our last galus we're gonna be redeemed by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes, Moshe Rabbeinu does not want to redeem us because he does not want to redeem a nation that has no Torah and no mitzvahs. So listen to the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. So Taka struck me a little strange. I think we have a lot of problems in our generation. Don't get me wrong. But I don't know if I'd pick those two. Historically speaking, there's more Torah now than there's ever been anywhere else in the world. Right? People like to paint European pre-Holocaust days. There was not nearly as much Torah as there is today. Today you have people learning. I'm talking about not even just the amount of people learning Torah, but even all the different groups of people that are learning Torah. Right? Back then, the average farmer only knew how to say Tehillim, and he knew how to maybe learn Mishnayos. Today, Baruch Hashem, you have people that are working, that are finishing Shas, that are learning Shulchan Aruch, that are saying Shurim. It's ain't a dime the amount of Torah that we have now. And even in mitzvahs, right? It used to be there was one esrog for the entire town. Today, people buy seven esrogim for themselves. And they keep every chumrah and every hiddur. So what's that kapshan the Rechem Kodesh? What do you mean? You want to tell me that this generation has other problems? Okay, I'm open to hear the problems of our generation. But it still bothers me a little bit. What are we lacking? Obviously, we're lacking. If not, Moshe Ben would come and redeem us right away. Obviously, you see something is lacking in our mitzvahs and in our Torah that we're not yet zeichet to Moshe Ben's gula. And the Archaim Kodesh writes, Moshe Ben says, I have no interest, any chofetz. I have no interest to redeem a nation that has no Torah and no mitzvahs. So we see from the Archaim Kodesh that whatever we think we're doing, we got to do better. We have to do more and improve our game, because if not, Moshe Rabbeinu is not interested in coming to redeem us. We have to make Moshe Rabbeinu want to redeem us because he feels we're worthy of Torah and Ma'asim Tovim. Mitzvah Wednesday night, we're going to have our Halacha Shir instead of Tuesday night. Wednesday night, Shushan Purim, we'll have our regular Halacha Shir. Unfortunately, I must run out after Shir, and I have a Levi to attend. So I just want to wish everyone a Freilich and Purim. We should continue to grow together in learning and celebrate Simchas HaPurim, which everyone knows is about learning, is about Torah. We should, Mitzvah Hashem, have a wonderful Yom Tov and come back, Mitzvah Hashem, next Sunday. Today's learning should be dedicated to Ilo Nishmas Elka Bas Moshe, the yahrzeit of David Pollack's mother, who's coming up, Shushan Purim. Our learning should be a big schus for her, for all the great work that he does for our shurim, for Klal Yisrael, for the community. It should be all a schus and aliyah for her neshama. Okay, we're holding over here in a new sugya, but it's really very much connected to the sugya that we've been learning tonight, which is why I picked it. Let's take a look over here at a very interesting Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah is commenting on the pasuk in the Megillah that says, Medina u Medina, mishpacha u mishpacha. The pasuk in the Megillah. So the Gemara asks, number one, v'hashadam Medina u Medina v'ir v'il d'orsho, mishpacha u mishpacha l'mayasi. What are we dashing for the word family and family? So the truth is, there's a big emphasis in l'halacha about eating the Purim Suda together as a family. Just know that. Brought down l'halacha like that. Rosh Hashulchan discusses the importance of having the family, the Purim Suda as a family, based on this pasuk. Mishpacha u mishpacha. Family, families. Families should gather together on Purim. But the Gemara says, Lamai also. What do we learn from it? It says the Gemara, Kimat de Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina lohavi mishpachas kahuna v'levia. It's coming to include that the families of kahuna and the levia, shemavatlan avidoson, that they have to stop doing the avoid in the base. Migdosh uboim lushma mikra megillah. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is that the mishpacha doesn't mean regular families. It means mishpachas kahuna v'levia that would be preoccupied on Purim with the avoidance of karbonis. They have to stop to come here the Megillah. Now, it's interesting, just from a historical standpoint, the story of Purim happened when there was no Beis HaMikdash. It happened between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni. There was yet no Beis HaMikdash, but obviously there was an anticipation that one day we will have a Beis HaMikdash. And when we will have a Beis HaMikdash, and we will have Kehanah v'Leviim working, we need to know that they have to stop doing what they're doing to come here the Megillah. Says the Gemara, when the Kehanim are doing their avodah, the Leviim are doing their thing, the Yisrael are doing their ma'amid, as we know from the Mishnayos and Tainis, that when the Kehanim and the Leviim are doing their avodah, there are designated Yisraelim that are davening for the success of everything. Everyone has to stop what they're doing. Okay, that's a pasuk. That applies to Talmud Torah. That's where I'm going right now. Says the Gemara, Tanya Namioch, we learned in a Bryce, so Kayan, Baba Dosson, Levine, Beduchan, Bishop, Madon, Kum, Vatla, Vadosson, and Ubon, Shmai Mikra Megillah. Mikan, some who shall base Rebbe. From this Gemara is where base Rebbe, the base Medish of Rebbe, felt, Shem Vatlin, Talmud Torah, Uboim, Lishma Mikra Megillah. Rebbe said to himself, 1 second, we're going to stop working in the base of Migdash, we're going to stop that, but this base of Migdash, how can we not stop the yeshivas, close the yeshivas? Says the Gemara, we learn from here, and Mavatlin, Talmud Torah, Uboyim lishmai mikra megillah. The Kavachaymer from the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Uma avoid she chamur avoid the maybe this is on such a higher level. Still mevatlin, we still take away from it in order to do mikra megillah talmud teira loy kol shekei. That's the gemara. That's a continuation of the gemara. The gemara says really is it so? The gemara is a whole arichas over there. Ayin sham the continuation of the gemara. So what we need from this gemara is what did the gemara just tell me? That we learn from here that you're supposed to close up yeshiva, close the gemara, close the sefer to go here mikra megillah. And how do we know it? And the fact that we do the same thing for the avodas kehanim and levim, the fact that the kehanim the basic midrash have to close up shop and stop doing the avodah to come hear the megillah, we too stop learning to come hear the megillah.
I know this not you go into Talmud Torah, but what do you mean mevatlin avodas son? You don't bring karbana, so you make sure you brush it along.
So pashtus mevatlin means like you're going to stop what you're doing, you're going to rearrange your schedule, right? And you're going to say, listen, we're going to get to. We'll push things around. We'll move things around. We'll shuffle things around. Like life is one big shuffling of things, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to shuffle things to make that you're available to come here to Megillah.
You don't not do what you're supposed to do.
Right. The assumption is you're eventually going to get. Right. You still have to do everything. You got to bring the carbon tummy. So, what does it mean by Torah? So, by Torah, it sounds like you're going to close the Gemara and you're going to go here to Megillah. Now, not necessarily. No, it's not. It's definitely the Rabbanan.
That's a big discussion.
But we've discussed this in the previous. Right. So that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. Right, because here you have two misses in front of you, and we're going to talk about that in a second. So let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch. That is true. The same Gemara tells us that also. But that's only if there's no one else to be there. If there's no one else. But here, everyone has to close the Gemara. If you look in Shulchan Aruch number 2, the Mechaber Paschas like this. Nevatel Talmud Torah Lishmai Mikri Megillah. Person has to stop learning to come here, Megillah. Kal v'choymer l'shar mitzvah shel Torah. Goes without saying, for all the other mitzvahs of the Torah, shekulam nidachim, all mitzvahs get pushed away, v'nei mikra Megillah. It's amazing. Look how powerful mikra Megillah is. Mikra Megillah is such a powerful mitzvah, it pushes away every mitzvah except for the Pekuach Nefesh. That's the only mitzvah that does not beat out mikra Megillah.
Mikra Megillah, Talmud
Torah. That's what I want to get to today. That's today's discussion. The Vatla Talmud Torah means it's a choice. I can either do A or I can do B. If I do A, I can't do B. If I do B, I can't do A. Gosh, that we're going to discuss today is why are they a choice? Aren't they the same thing? What is the difference if I'm sitting and learning Parshas Kisisa or I'm sitting and learning and hearing Megillah Esther in Shul? It's also Torah. Torah is Torah. What's Mevatlin? Mevatlin Bishlom by the base of Mikdash, Mevatlin makes sense. You can't do two things at once. You can't be in the base of Mikdash and listen to the Megillah. But you could be learning Megillah Esther and listening to Megillah Esther, and that will be also Torah. What's Mevatlin? The Vatlin sounds like I can't do both and I have to give up one or the other. That's going to be our discussion today. Presumably both. The assumption is there is no difference between the two. Again, I take that back a couple of steps. There's a big discussion, we've discussed this in the past years, about what's the nature of obligation versus the night versus the day. They might not be on the same footing. But for this halacha, they're probably for the same footing. They have the same steps.
Our current understanding of the Vatlin doesn't mean either one or the other. Our current means you're not doing anything or you're learning Torah.
I learned this Gemara. The Gemara tells us this. He has to close the Gemara to go read the Gemara. But Vatlum sounds like he's not learning Torah now, but he's doing a mitzvah, which is why again, when a person's shaking luluf, right, he's not doing Torah, he's not learning Torah when he's shaking luluf. And we had a famous discussion from Rabbi Chanan Masmin a few weeks ago, where Rabbi Chanan said there's no chi of Talmud Torah when you have other things to do, which then, if in the case over here, then it's Pashut. Of course, you don't have to learn Torah because the chiyuv to learn Torah is only when you have other things to do. When you have nothing else to do, here you have other things to do. You have a mitzvah to do.
But again, the Raya's base of Mikdash is only day and night. There was no.
Well, yeah, it just means whenever they had what to do.
It's really the only thing to worry about.
Not necessarily. The Raya is whenever you have something that you need to do that loses out. That you know, you instead you go hear Megillah. So let's take a look over in the Chuva.
Here also.
I'm sorry. That's what we're gonna get to today. That's gonna be part of our conversation. Let's take an example yesterday. Everyone heard Parshas Zachor. I heard it twice. Okay, I got to hear it twice. I actually got to hear the same pasuk 4 times because Bakari read the last pasuk twice, so I got to hear it 4 times. Okay. I feel more from today than I was yesterday. Okay. So I got to hear it 4 times. Right. Was that a kim of Talmud Torah? Was I mekayim the mitzvah? Okay, I was mekayim the mitzvah there, right? So of Zachira's my Amalek. That was good. Did I also get a kiyum, a subcategory kiyum of mitzvah Torah also? It's all part of the discussion.
You were probably thinking about it.
I was really thinking, why are we doing this? Women are part that we shouldn't have a second reading for them. But that was really what I was thinking. But that's what I was really thinking. And why are we doing this? And why don't they listen to me in my own show? Okay, that was a different conversation I was having in my head. But the point is, the Maisa, is that kiyum of Talmud Torah? Well, no. mitzvah l'chod, the tam mitzvah l'chod. So let's take a look over the tshuva from the Beis Ephraim. The Beis Ephraim was the Ephraim Zama Margolis, also known to us maybe as the Mata Ephraim, more famously, or the Shari Ephraim, wrote a sefer on Kriya Satera. Now the Beis Ephraim, the Ephraim Zama Margolis lived in the town of Brod in the late mid to late 1700s. He was a very wealthy businessman. He lived the dream. He didn't have to answer to anyone. He was wealthy, so he did everything himself. He didn't have to answer to a board or to a president. He did what he wanted because he had his own yeshiva. He had his own business. He was a wealthy man. So in this Shaila was sent to him by the son of the Noidi Bihuda. The Noidi Bihuda had a bunch of sons, all big Talmidei Chachamim. One of his sons that was a big Talmud Chacham was Yaakov Landa. Yaakov Landa was the son of the Noidi Bihuda. And also, ironically, he was also a wealthy businessman who lived in Brod, which was probably why he sent the Shaila to the Rebbe Chaim Zalman Vilnius. They probably knew each other in a couple different capacities. So he sends the following Shaila like this. Number two. He says, Chayiv nisum sumib kayem azeh. Sounds like we're ready in Purim mode. Chayiv nisum sumib kayem azeh. Person has to drink on Purim. Ada shalayedem azeh sh'amu. He says, not adalayad ben har ben amam. He says, but I don't know about chatting this Gemara. The Gemara says, shalbeis rabbi mevatel talmud Torah boyin nishmei mekimigillah. Frektim haloi kriyasa yizuhi talmud Torah. He says, I don't understand the Shaila. Learning, reading the Megillah is talmud Torah. V'chein ha-shemei ha-ko'ina. And if you're listening to Megillah, you're also learning Torah. Uma bitol oisam. What does it mean to be mevatel? So again, we'll see the end. This is part of the question to the Beis Ephraim. The question was asked by Rabbi Yaakov Segel, which was Rabbi Yaakov Lando, the son of the Nei Judah. He says, I don't understand what's mevatelin. You're not mevatel. You're learning Torah. When you go to shul to hear the Megillah, you're going to hear the Megillah. You're going to be the kind of mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What's mevatelin? And he goes on to explain. He says, Shaiach loyim al oisik b'kriyas Megillah. Ma gam amad masik esta bracha kodesh nemro. The Gemara tells us Esther was given Baruch HaKadosh, Hariki Echad HaKsuv, the Mikra HaKadosh. It's like one of the Sifrei Nevi'im. So again, if a guy sits and learns Kehelas, he's a Vali, he's Mekayim Talmud Torah. So if a person learns, reads Esther, he's also Mekayim. Avad Ehein Hein Divrei Torah. V'imbonu Loi Mekechnufya V'ahelech L'mokim Avad L'shmai Mikra Megillah V'aisahim Avad L'metalmud Torah. So says, Rabbi Yaakov Landau, I have a pshat. Maybe it's the downtime, the travel time. Right? Yeshiva is here. The shul is 3 blocks away. So he closed the Gemara. You walk the 3 blocks. So those 3 blocks of walking, that's going to be the Bittul Torah. Meaning you're right. The actual Megillah reading is not Bittul Torah. But there's you got to close the Gemara. You got to walk the shul and you got to get there. And that all takes time. You got to find a parking spot. Then until they start, until this, then the other. That's 20 minutes of wasted time. Maybe that's Pshat in the Gemara. So says the son, he says, no, that can't be. He says, L'chayri lishin the Gemara mashmikate. First of all, in theory, that sounds very much like the Lash of the Gemara. Why? Because what does it say in the Gemara? Sha'amru uboyin lishmai Megillah. Go back to the Lash of the Gemara. It says, Shabau mevatlin uboyim, and they come. What the emphasis on coming? The answer is because the coming is where the bittul lies. The bittul Torah lies in the fact that they have to travel and walk to come to the yeshiva, to come to the shul. Uboyin hu kamay sefes yeser. Frek, if Yaakov landed, those are extra words. Vayim maspik leim mevatlin Torah, lishmai Megillah. Why couldn't they just say Pashat? Mevatlim Torah Torah. If I'm here, Megillah. Why does it say Mevatlim Torah Torah? Uboyin, and they come to here. Says Yaakov. The answer is the boyin is talking with the and that, but that's where the bittul lies. The bittul lies in the travel time. So therefore, says Yaakov Landa, that's the chiddush of the Gemara. Mevatlim Talmud Torah for that in between time, for that downtime. That's where the bittul Torah is going to be. He says, oh, so that's pshat in the Gemara. Very gishmak, very nice pshat. The Gemara doesn't mean Mavat, I mean Ravada Megillah Esther is Torah. And the 25 half-hour minutes the Baal Keri is reading it, you're Mekayim mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So what does it mean Mavat and Talmud Torah? The in-between time. The time from point A to point B, that's considered Mavat.
You could also say that that's the appearance of the next mitzvah.
In a Chrami. Oh, so that's the Kasha. The Kasha is 1 second. Omdom, he goof a Kasha. So Frekted Yaakov Landau, 1 second. If that's the Pshat, why Taka do you do that? Omdom, he goof a Kasha. The Rav, the Omar Megillah Bismanoi, Karinois, Biyachid, Rav holds that when you read Megillah Bismanoi on the right day, you can read it by yourself. Well, Pirish Rashi, yes, I'm a Farshim, that Filach Hatchil, Omar Rav, Biyachid. M. Kane, my Hoyalem, Labase Rebbe. So why Taka should you leave? Let every guy close the Gemara, right? Then open Megillah Esther right away, go straight to the Megillah, and boom, no Bittul Torah. You tell me now that the Bittul Torah is the downtime, so have no downtime. Go straight from Seder to Megillah, right? Well, why do you even have to have Bittul Torah? So therefore says the Rabbi Yaakov Lander, he doesn't understand. According to Rebbe, as long as you're doing it on the right day, you don't need a minyan. Don't tell me maybe that the Gemara was talking about a case where people were reading Megillah on the wrong day. 15 were reading it on 14, and 14 were reading it on 15. And that's the Chiddush of the Gemara, Mevatlim Talmud Torah. Because then you have to travel because you can't read it be a Chiddush. Says Rabbi Yaakov Lander, that's a massive akimta. The whole Gemara in Dav Gimel and Aleph that says Mevatel Talmud Torah is only for people not reading on the right day. How often does it happen that people read it on the wrong day? So he doesn't think that's the pshat.
Well, the Gemara says that they would push off Kriyas Ha'am and Gelot Shir, accommodate those who lived in small towns.
That's correct.
And had to go into larger towns to do their shas.
It's true. Again, it wasn't everyone. Small people. This Gemara sounds like everyone's going to be Mevatel Talmud Torah. According to this, there's only a very small population of people that would have to be Mevatel Talmud Torah. So he goes on to say, why do it then? So he says, look the way he ends off the tshuva. So he leaves off now with a tzarachin. Why? Because he just concluded that the whole Bittul Torah is the travel. So frankly, why do you have the travel? Skip the travel. Read the Megillah B'yachid. Listen how he ends off the tshuva. He writes, says maybe when I calm down a little bit from the wine, maybe I'll get a pshat, in this. Okay, so he writes, I don't understand pshat. Oznav tishman, I want to hear what you have to say. The gil v'simchat sheyavav is kenev v'hayir raklamalo. Good. He ends off. Yaakov Segal Landau is the son of the Noidi Behuda. Good. Okay. Gvaldik. He leaves off at a tzarachian. What's his tzarachian? He doesn't understand the Gemara because he says Mamonosha. While you're hearing Megillah, you're listening to Torah, you're Mekayim Talmud Torah. So what? It's the travel. So skip the travel. Why can't we skip the travel? We paskin like Rav. We had a share about this. I don't remember how many years ago where we talked about this din of reading Megillah b'zman b'yochid and not. It's probably somewhere online. But Lamaisa, we paskin like Rav. According to Rav, if you're reading it on the right day, you don't need to have a minyan. So why are you closing the Gemaras to cause Bittul Torah? Skip the whole thing. We talked a little bit about that once. We had such a possibility that there's a shvacha level of limud Torah when you're not verbalizing. I think we spoke about this before Shavuos. Oh, very good. We're going to talk about that. Dropping down levels of learning. Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Well, that's right. That's right. We'll talk about that also. Mr. Shem, that's going to be relevant to this sugya as well. Meaning, right now, if Yaakov Landau is assuming that when I'm listening to the Megillah, I'm learning like I'm learning of Kivager, learning of Tzais, learning regular Torah. So he doesn't understand. Where's the Bittul Torah? So the only Bittul Torah is the travel. So fractured, don't travel. Let everyone read the Megillah in Yeshiva. They'll have the Gemara right next to the Gemara. They'll close the Gemara, open the Megillah. No Bittul Torah is possible.
They don't know how to do that.
Good. I'm saying that's all Sarei Chametz. So let's take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan. So the Aruch HaShulchan Taka says that's chat in the Gemara. Not like Rabbi Ephraim Zamargolis wanted to say. Take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan. It says Aruch HaShulchan. Kriyas HaMegillah Av B'Shiyotza B'Yechidus. Kriyas HaMegillah you can do by yourself. Like it says in Tafrei Tzadi, there's a big emphasis, and this we definitely discussed in previous years, there's a big emphasis to have the Megillah done b'roiv am hadras melech. That's why the basement minyanim for Purim are quite questionable, because l'maisa takes away from b'roiv am. The problem is b'roiv am sometimes gets too noisy, gets too crowded, it gets too this, gets too that, gets a little, you have to balance out those two things. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, really you should do it b'roiv am, because the persuminis, b'chomasha tzibur yoyse godl, the bigger the group, yesh yoyse persuminis, there's a bigger persuminis. Ulezeh amru chazal, that's pshat in the Gemara. What does it say in the Gemara? Kehanu b'avadosim, v'duchonim v'yisob b'mamadim, kol v'atlam v'adosim. Uboim d'shma mikro megillah b'tzibur. V'chem v'atlam t'amator, uboim d'shma mikro megillah b'tzibur. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, it's not the learning that you're worried about. You're worried about the travel because you want to get it to do Bitsibur. This was like a yeshiva. They closed yeshiva and they walked to the big shul in the neighborhood so they could read the Megillah together. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. He says it clear. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Megillah is limud Torah. So what's mevatlin? The traveling, and until everyone shows up, and they make announcements, and this and the other, that's the Bittul Torah.
Maybe that's
a simple chunk.
It's
too many
things.
Oh.
So you can't do both at the same time.
Very good. Very good, Shmack. So what are we seeing, L'chaira? We're seeing that the reason why you mevatl Talmud Torah is not just to hear the Megillah, because the Megillah is Torah. You mevatl Talmud Torah to do the Megillah in a more mehudr way. Now, we all know that this Gemara should be a pellet to all of us. This Gemara makes no sense to us.
I don't know if you mentioned this before, but why don't we count walking to yeshiva as also Bittul Torah? I mean, why is that?
No. Because there it's impossible. You can't get the yeshiva unless you walk. But I can read the Megillah in yeshiva instead of going to the big shul in the
neighborhood. No, but not, let's say nowadays, you can listen to what step while you walk.
No, the same, but the point
is, you're not listening to yeshiva.
But the difference is, to get the yeshiva, that's a hechsher shetzarech l'mitzvah. You don't need to go to the big shul in the neighborhood to hear Megillah. You can read the Megillah here right in your spot.
So just a practical question. You're learning in the base measures that what you see in the other yeshiva is given a sphere in an hour. Can you stop learning to go to the other sphere?
So that's going to be right. Same question, right. So the assumption is you're going to learn something more. You'll get something better. You know, that's the assumption. Depends on the Rosh Hashiva.
Yeah. If we're talking about personal minisa and barayv am, why isn't the same thing as makab she'ein ish? No one else could do this.
Ah, very good. So take a look. This is where I wanted to get to. This gemara should be appealed to all of us because we learned already kedushin chavtas. We know there's a rule. The rule is any mitzvah that comes your way that no one else can do, you have to stop learning Torah for it. That was our kasha we had on the Rambam. Rambam said, you're allowed to delay getting married because you're mevatel the mitzvahs. We had the kasha. We have a Gemara Moed Katan. We didn't see it inside. Now we'll see it inside. The Gemara Moed Katan says, any mitzvah that you have to do, and it's EF Shalas is Ayadiyachem, mevatel Kama Torah.
Any mitzvah
that don't? Shouldn't matter for the pastors. Shouldn't matter. It's still a mitzvah. So in Cain, Megillah, no one could do Megillah for you. So if no one could do Megillah for me, of course I have to stop learning. I don't need a Gemara to bring a raya from Avodas HaKarbonas that you have to stop learning. Of course, the same reason why you have to stop to put on tefillin, why you have to stop to bench, why you have to stop to do anything. Because it's a mitzvah, she actually has to say,
Deachem. But you're using Shemir Kohana anyway. So if that's the case, you know, it's he's saying it anyway. So you know what? Let him have me in mind. Let him be Yotzeh.
Shemir Kohana looks if I'm actually Kohana. I got to be Kohana. I'm sitting in Bishmeres, the shul's 20 blocks away. So I rather wanted to answer to this kasha what we saw from the Maram Shik. Shad Olam remembers we had a Maram Shik who said, then as I tied it back to his friends, Perivrivia, you'll take care of it. So Maram Shik says, what does that mean? So Maram Shik said that the mitzvah Perivrivia is more of like a mitzvah al Hatzibur. It's not a kol yachav yachav. So maybe you could say that Megillah is like that also. Megillah is a mitzvah persuminis. Persuminis means the word has to get out. Do I have to be the one to be there? If there's a packed shul, 25 pactuals, and I'm sitting in my corner in my basement learning. Did the Megillah not get spread? I thought it got spread. The whole world knows about it.
It's not for Ivan means the more people you have.
I'm not going to. I'm talking about the Persuminisa element. I'm going to the Persuminisa element. Maybe if you look at the mitzvah of Megillah like is all Persuminisa, then the point is not that I have to do it, but it has to get done. Like Perivrivia. The Ram Shik said Perivrivia is not that I have to have children, but children have to be born into the world. So here also, Perivrivia to me is more difficult than by Persuminisa. Persuminisa means the word has to get out about the Parmstah. The word will get out. Because I don't show up, the world will still know about it. There'll still be packed shuls and packed shtivu.
So then there's a difference between Persuminisa and Baraiva.
Right. I'm looking
at everybody got that.
Okay. That's why Ben-Azah was able to get away with it. Ben-Azah said, I know that I'm not going to, you guys will. There'll be plenty of people who want to come here, Miguel. They always like to make noise at home. Okay, plenty. There'll always be plenty of people. But again, I'm just thinking maybe that could be a teretz. Because let's look at the Gemara Moed Katan, number 5. The Gemara Moed Katan has a steer. It says in the pasuk, "Yikarehi mepninim." It's more valuable. V'chol chafatzecha la yishuva. None of your chafetzim, none of your desires or objects are worth it. Hachefteshimayim yishuva. It sounds like hachefteshimayim is equal to Torah. Look, see, it says another pasuk, "Chol chafetzim la yishuva." All chafetzim don't compare to Torah. Afilu chafteshimayim. I mean, even mitzvahs are not equal to Torah. So the Gemara says, which one is it? It must be kam mitzvah she'ef shalasa se'idechem, kam mitzvah she'ef shalasa se'idechem. It depends what type of mitzvah it is. A mitzvah that you can get done by someone else, let someone else do it. You learn Torah. A mitzvah that no one else can do, then you have to stop learning to do it. So frakti achorayin, in one second. If the din is that there's a mitzvah that no one else can do, you have to do, so of course you have to stop to hear Megillah. What's the chiddush of this whole Gemara? So I want to answer, maybe not. Maybe being that the whole mitzvah of Megillah is persume nisa, maybe you can let someone else do the persume nisa. That's one test. But based on this Aruch HaShulchan, the Chari can give a different test, right? Because what is he from the Aruch HaShulchan? I'm not giving up the mitzvah. What am I giving up the mitzvah to do? I'm giving up the mitzvah for Beroi Vam. I'm not giving up the mitzvah B'chla. Of course I'm going to read Megillah. I'll read Megillah in my house. I'll read Megillah in Yeshiva. I'll read Megillah Shashtil. But I'm giving up the mile of reading it Beroi Vam. Right? So that I'm taka going to, without a pasuk, I would have thought Mechatesa. Why should you leave Yeshiva just to get Beroi Vam?
Isn't the fact that more places create more persuminisa, even though it's less below bound?
Could be. It's possible.
Because if you're in the yeshiva and you're reading Megillah and people are seeing it or listening.
Yeah. That's something we really need to talk, maybe before Pesach we'll have a discussion. How do we understand persuminisa when we talk about things like Megillah and Dal Kaisis? Right, persuminisa by Chanukah is easy, right? But how do you understand persuminisa by Dal Kaisis? Dal Kaisis persuminisa, who sees what? Whoever's around your table, what? You know, unless you go to a big hotel and you're in the main ballroom, which no one wants to be anyways. Who's the person who needs a four? What? How does this work?
For Rav Am, it's
Rav Am is, that's right. Correct. Oh, so let's see. Take a look at a Ritva.
Why is Barov different? Is it part of Persimmonisa?
No. I'm going to show you that I think it's different. I'll prove it to you in a second from the Shultis. But let's first see a Ritva together. Possibly such a chel. We'll see.
You say the same thing by Hanukkah. I'm not going to light because everyone else is lighting. There's your Persimmonisa.
Yeah, I guess I can hear someone make a similar argument. Meaning if I had to deal with the Shver Gemara, I would say the same terrors by Hanukkah. Yeah, the same Yenim Hamshik pulled it off by Pirvi Rivi, which I think is a much harder sell. The Yenim populating the world with my kiyam. Right. I could justify Yenim lining Benayir and that would be good enough. You're right. Because I write. Yeah, but again, that's a different type of mitzvah. Let's take a look at Ritva over here. This Ritva. Right, obviously, saying that Maram Shik was talking about the Gemara that was referring to Ben Azza. It was obviously the highest level of lack of
mitzvah. Like yeah.
So let's take a look at the Ritva. Says the Ritva, Mikan some chusha beis Rebbe shemavatal tamatayu boindukets megillah pirish kedei likrois betzibur. Four words in the Ritva. What does the Ritva want to do with those four words? He wants to bavar in the sugya. He wants to answer that the whole Gemara is not talking about being mevatal the mitzvah of tamatayu because you'll get tamatayu by reading the megillah. So what's the whole sugya about? Teretz, the whole sugya is about coming to hear betzibur. Says it's what's pasha that you have to close the Gemara completely to read the Megillah. One second. Stop there. What does it sound like from the Ritva? He's not assuming like Rabbi Yaakov Landau that Megillah is Torah. He's assuming that Avad it's not Torah. But I don't need a Gemara for that. Says the Ritva, it's pasha that you stop learning to read the Megillah. Why? The Mikra Megillah mitzvah iveris hayyem etam etayr efshel amachar. So, Mamish, you see from this Ritva, the Chayra, Shtarka, Raya, not like if Yaakov Landau's Lumdis. If Yaakov Landau's Lumdis was, the Megillah is Talmud Torah. Says Ritva, no, that's not Pshat in the Gemara. Avad the Megillah is not Talmud Torah, but it doesn't matter. I don't need a Gemara to tell me that. Because it's like the Gemara might contest. Mitzvah Shev Shalas, they said, of course you close the Gemara. So, what's the Chiddush? Meaning, there's no Chiddush to tell me that we close the Gemara to do a mitzvah. Right? There's no Gemara that says, that's Aleph Beis. We know that already, right? We spoke about this a few weeks ago, Sunday morning, why that's so posh. So therefore says the Ritva, that's not what the Chiddush of this Gemara is. The Chiddush of this Gemara is that we're Mevatel Tam Torah to do it Betzibur. Okay. So Taka, why are we? Why are we? We could do Bechidus. Says the Ritva, Lefi, Dibishum Pasu Meinisa, Oso Kikriya Shema Deiraisa. What does that mean? Means that we basically, because of the importance of Pesume Nisa, it now bumps up the mitzvah to be almost like a different type of mitzvah done Betzibur versus done Biyachid. So the reason why you're allowed to be in Vatal Tam HaTorah is because this is a different sug mitzvah. This is not just any mitzvah that I can do in my house. This is a mitzvah that needs to be done Betzibur, and that's that important that we even Vatal Tam HaTorah. Now, what was,
if this mitzvah has to be done Betzibur, then what about those who read it for by themselves?
Oh, so I think, according to this Ritva, and we'll see in a minute, the Shultz brings that even more, I think a guy who reads the Megillah by himself or in even a smaller group is missing in a shtickle kiyama mitzvah. It's not like he gets the check, but he missed the extra credit of Persumenisa. Persumenisa is a chelik of the mitzvah. It's felt it's missing in the actual kiyama mitzvah.
So how is Persumenisa done with in your house without gathering
the seed? It's a different type of persimony. So we have to be mazbe, I think. I think it's an important topic to discuss. But look at this shiltus. I think this shiltus, Mamish gives it away. Look at the shiltus number 7. Zok the shiltus, he writes. Says the shiltus rules. If something is a hider mitzvah, you're not mevatel tamer for a hider mitzvah. Because the mitzvah itself is not affected. If him came, that's the half of our Gemara, says the Shultz. The hard the mitzvah, the Christ of Megillah Betzibur, the whole reason why we read Megillah Betzibur, it's only because of a hiddur. It's nicer, it's better when it's Bereivam. Therefore, quotes the Gemara, Psachim, that wouldn't push away Talmud Torah, because you're not Mevatel Talmud Torah to do a hiddur mitzvah.
That means he's holding it on the same thing.
Correct. He's assuming.
He's saying that's what he's going to do.
No, he's going by Bereivam now. One second, that's what we're going to get to in a second. Says the Shiltis, but Kivan Shibikol Mokim Yikra Megil Achakach Bechneatmoy, Kamash Melon, the Mevatel Tamatayr Bishil Persuminis. Says the Shiltis, you know what the Chiddush of our Gemara is? is that there's another element to Mikra Megillah. It's not just when you come together, it's Bereiva. When you come together, it's a greater Pesumei Nisa. Listen to these words. This is the Chiddush of the day. Mishum Pesumei Nisa Mishushu Miguf HaMitzvah. Part of the mitzvah. It's not some extra credit in the mitzvah. It's not a hidur ha-mitzvah. It's a chelik of the mitzvah. And how do I know it says the mitzvah? The Gemara. And the fact that the Gemara says that we close the Gemara to go here at Betziba, you see that closing the Gemara is only done for something which is a chelik of the mitzvah, not for something which is an addition to the mitzvah. So it must be, but so many is not a hidur mitzvah, it's a chelik of the mitzvah.
So is he saying that Barovam is the hidur? Practical mechanism to get to...
No, you think Barovam is...
You can't have no. Mitzvah without Barovam.
No, but the two separate dinim. Barovam...
You can't have one without the other.
No, but some mitzvahs don't have so many, right?
No. This,
but this mitzvah happens to have two things involved, right? If I have 100 Jews sitting together eating matzah, is that Barovam Hadras Malach? Maybe. When Jews come together to do mitzvahs, it's beautiful. But there's no person minisa in eating matzah. When you read a Megillah together, that's person minisa. So therefore, says the Netziv, that when Jews come together to hear the Megillah, you're not just time reading the Megillah, a mitzvah plus a hiddur, doing it together. The mitzvah is done better because it's done person minisa way.
Then how do you do both?
According to the Shiltas, when a person reads Megillah in a small environment, it's not just that he's, I'm yoy to the mitzvah, but I didn't do hiddur. It's felt in the actual mitzvah itself. He's yoytze, but he's not yoytze. So I wanted to make a shtickle Torah out of this. I wanted to add this. The Eilam remembers probably, we had a very gishmak of machloikis achroinim between Reb Chaim and everyone else in the world about two esroigim. Remember this famous Reb Chaim, right? With the two esroigim.
Yeah,
right. Is it shy? Yeah. Meaning the question basically is there a concept of doing hiddur mitzvah after the mitzvah is already open? So Reb Chaim had this idea really from his father, already the Beis Levi, that hiddur mitzvah is only before you start. Once you already do a mitzvah, you can't go back and do the mitzvah again. I'll say the mitzvah. That had to sit in the sugya of Lo's the Mila. So I want to tell you like this. If you learn Kipshutoi, let's say a guy read the Megillah right after saying he called by himself in his basement. Then he realized, you know, maybe it wasn't the right thing. Let me go to hear the Megillah again and show. So it's too late. What do you mean? You're going to do a hidden mitzvah when you're ready to do the mitzvah? But if you hold like this, it's in. Exactly. It's not stam hidden mitzvah. It's felt in the original mitzvah. Kenzain is kedai to go hear Megillah again. It's hidden, but it's not presume. Presume means the bigger the credit. Now, obviously, there are other factors to balance out. You can't have 100,000 people in the shul. It's not going to work. There's logistical problems. But this is just from a lomdus standpoint. I think this Netziv is a very important, the difference between hiddur mitzvah and presume mitzvah.
So, what's the Netziv?
That'd be a reason why everybody in the family should like
possibly
the fire, and that would also increase the
very possible. More candles, that's very possible. More menorah, more presumptive.
We're saying that they're so interconnected. Why are we saying that just reading the Megillah is presuming?
It is. It definitely is. But the chiddush is the more people that hear it, the bigger the presumptive is. You know, it's presumptive exploded, right?
According to this.
So again, I think Rav will tell you, it's not, again, you're Mekayim, but you're not Mekayim the mitzvah, the best level. No, Barov is a hidden mitzvah. This is not a hidden. Hidden means after the mitzvah is over, there's a cherry on top of how to do the mitzvah better. Hiddur is a general. No, because Barov Am is a general Yisrael in all mitzvahs, maybe, right? Like we talked about here, it's in built in, correct? Are built in, correct? That's it. But very few have. I have one. Pesumei Nisa. Pesumei Nisa is one of them.
Point to this: if you find the kasher eser, then if you're looking for more hiddur, then you're being vatal tarim.
It's a good question. So he gave a share in this, Kesha Ribner gave a share. I listened to it. Where he talked about whether or not you see the guy should be Mavatal Torah to pick an Esrig, or just find the first Esrig that comes along. So this Netziv, you're not Mavatal Torah for Hidden Mitzvah, so get the first Esrig that comes down, that's Kasher, and go back to learning. They say Ibn Nochem Partovich used to do that. He used to take the first Esrig, it wasn't exactly beautiful, but he said the hymn was beautiful because that meant he can go back to learning. He does also, right? But that's 100%. So Geshe Rimner went on and on to discuss, he quoted different Gedolim, Utaki used to be Mavata, a lot of Talmud Torah to go pick a good Esrig, but Erech Rami. The way this Netziv is presenting, I think you're right. I think according to this Netziv, once you get one that's kosher, that's it, go back to learning. This Netziv should be remembered when we come Sukkot time, 100%. Again, the Netziv told.
Internally, I need to have that hinder Barovan, otherwise, I'm just like, as you said earlier, I mean, but not in the way it's supposed to be done.
Unless you argue that when it comes to Esri, because it says in the Torah that Keli Vamveyu, that is a specific Indian to have hidden. Priyatel, that's what I meant. Yeah, thank you. That came out of the general.
Yes.
So I hear. I don't know. Something to think about when we get close to the Sukkot. But the simple reading of the Shulchan would definitely sound like it's not Kedai to spend all that extra time for the hidden mitzvah. But let's see the bigger Chiddush of the day from the base of Fry.
To clarify, the Rov Am is hidder, but the Tumay in it.
It's a different level.
It's a mitzvah.
Yes. The loss in the mitzvah is it's gufa mitzvah.
But it's not a hidden, it's actually part of the mitzvah.
Correct.
So it's two different things.
Correct. Yes, yes.
It's not a part that goes so far to be
ma'akib. It might not be a chedah that's ma'akib the kima mitzvah, but I'd say it's lacking in the kima mitzvah. I mean, you'll get credit, but it's a shvacha check. But it's a check. You know, but the hidden mitzvah is an above, you know, check plus, so to say. Now. Yeah, that's where I'm. And a chrami, all right, depending on how many people you have. Now, but this is not even the chiddush of the day yet. This Beis Ephraim is the chiddush of the day. This is a good table conversation at your person. Says the Ephraim's Amar Magolus, he thinks the kasha is not even a kasha. He writes this, V'drush bezeh, number 8. V'drush bezeh, shenitah l'vchas v'loim ha-shkriyosim ein ha-tei ra-kriyosim zu ha-leila, upay sa-menusu v'loim, he said like this. V'drush shenitah l'vchas v'loim ha-shkriyosim ein ha-tei ra, says the Amar Magolus, your question is not a question because your assumption is incorrect. Megillah is not Torah. Finished. End of story.
How could that be possible?
I'll see in a second. the Avnei Nezer had much stronger words. The Avnei Nezer had stronger words than Yochai, but we'll get to that in a second. We'll see what the Avnei Nezer said. Says the Beis Ephraim, he says, Eino Teir Rakriyasa Zu Halela Upesuminis. You know what Megillah is? Megillah is Halel. Megillah is Pesuminis. But it's not Torah. It's not a Chafsishal Torah. It's not Kiyam Talmud Torah. Then he goes right.
It would be like saying, how is the same thing because the psukim are from Taylor.
So that's what we're going to have to talk about. There's a lot of times, right? Every time you say Kriya Shema.
Right.
You're making a bracha on it because Chazal, we make brachas on mitzvahs all the time. It doesn't mean it's Talmud Torah. When we shake a lulav, we make a bracha. We'll talk about the bracha. We'll come back to that. We're going to come back to that. Very good.
Say the same thing about Begula Halo because it has Tehillim in it.
We're going to talk about it. We'll get to it. Everyone hold up. We'll get to everything. We'll get to Kriya Shema. We'll talk about it all. But Lynette will get to it all. I got to leave my table. We're not going to get to everything.
There's only one answer.
Good. He's just trying to prove you that you see from over here that Megillah has many components to it. It can be a halal. Maybe some of these are, but it's not. He's just, and I don't mean dramatizing, he's just trying to bring out the point that it's not a kim of Talmud Torah. Says the Beis Ephraim, let's read it together. He said, I'll prove it to you. Says, Loi mi boi lamando ama nemer lichtoiv, loi nemer lichtoiv. This is a difficult Gemara Megillah Davzayim. The Gemara says, one sheet to hold that the Megillah was given to be read, but not written down. So it's a big machloikis rim. What does that mean? So one side of Mishnah means that the Megillah was never supposed to be written down. So Taisus asks. So it'll be Teresh Baal Peh. I read Baal Peh. So there's a whole discussion. So he's assuming that Shenemer Likrit Velichtev means it was never supposed to be written down as Kisvi HaKadosh. It wasn't supposed to be like the books of Torah or like the other books of the Navi. It was just supposed to be read once a year on Purim, twice a year on Purim. He says that's one sheet in the Gemara. El afilu mandomer nemer lichtoiv ein hatsivu likoisu kedei loma mitoichay. It was never meant to be written down to be a book of learning. Kama neviim uksuvim rak mishum mitzvahs kriya, just so you can read from it. Shekach tiknu. That's how they established it. Al pi ruach hakodesh likrois emitoichak sav. So says the Ephraim Zalman Magolus. The way they wanted Megillah to be was a book used twice a year, and the rest of the year perhaps it's put on the side. That's the way now the Nazir understood. We'll get to that in a second. He writes, "V'gam l'man d'omel l'nemer lichtoiv moedus shenit l'lichtoiv mitarbon." It was written to be done to Rabban. Because you go, "Good, we come okay." Kishe koyrim bo ein bo rak mishum kia mitzvahs kriyasei. Shehakriya einoy kedei lehislamid rak l'man yisbru l'vneim dor acharein asher higil Hashem lasi simon who piersam tokfu shalnes. Says that when you hear the Megillah of this Purim, don't think about drushas and then amikai mitzvahs talmud toyra gishma. No. You've been kind of mitzvah, Shmiz Megillah, and that's it. That's all you're getting credit for. Nothing more.
I'm not on Purim. I take the Megillah to learn.
We'll get to that in a second. We'll see. Kinnir, that's a machloikis. We'll see that. I think that's a machloikis, how to learn. We'll get to that in a second. So he ends off. He says, Ve'enu doim l'shem nevim uksuvim. Shenemba baruch ha-kodesh, umatzrum la'am, la'hashem, b'toiras, divrei kabbalah. The other Nevi'im, Avada, they were supposed to be learnt. Kedivrei Torah lomayd behem. Ulatachlis zehim k'suvim amasum l'amashem im eil. Masha enkein. B'megillah shenitan lichtoiv l'shem mitzvahs kriya. The Megillah was for one purpose. To read it twice on Purim. Ve'emekayim mitzvahs Talmud Torah b'kriyasa. You get zero credit for Talmud Torah. Rak mitzvahs chachomim b'kriyasa levad. Ulachayim. Therefore, says the Beis Efraim, I feel aloha shasham ashuris. If a person who speaks a foreign language hears it in Hebrew, yotza. He's still yotza. Why? Because it's not about Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, you'd have to understand what you're learning. For this, you don't have to understand what you're learning. When we carry a Megillah, I wonder if I read the Megillah during the year, even though I know what I'm saying. This last line is murder. It sounds like almost from the Beis Efraim, if I learned that a lot of the girls' school, they learn Megillah Sester all year long. Right, let's say I decide to pick up a limud. It's funny, of all the Megillahs, the only Megillah that Yeshiva guys actually learn, Megillah Sester, because it has a Gemara to match it. Right? Mm-hmm. To be a Gemara and Kehelas, they learn Kehelas also. Right? But Megillah Sester is learned by a lot of people. According to the last line of the Beis Efraim, he says, it's not like learning the other Nevi'im Ksuvim. He doesn't say, you have to look at the Kehelas. He doesn't say Mefurash, it's not Talmud Torah. He just says it's not the same.
It's the Gemara's on all the
way. Oh, that's Adonais' kasha. We'll see. Adonais, what's going on over here? We'll talk about it in a second. This, to me, is the Chiddush of the Yom Tov Purim, right? This Beis Efraim right here. So let's accept. So let's accept the Beis Efraim for a second. Let's Imtim Soloima, we can swallow the pill that he just gave us, that you learn Megillah. When you hear the Megillah, you're not Mekam Talmud Torah. Yeah.
When you hear the laning on Shomer.
And we'll come back to that. Yes.
Maybe it's just hearing the laning is the mitzvah.
But the difference is, the reason why we have the laning is to give us Torah. Right.
Yeah,
the reason why they established that we lay on Shabbos.
Someone doesn't understand
Hebrew,
they're not
Messiah.
That's why they used to have
a tournament. That's right. I mean, the Talmud, the learned, the Kriya Satori that we have on Shabbos and Monday and Thursday is Gufa, so we can become Talmud Torah. That's its purpose. Mashenki in the Kriya that we're doing on the that's why we have a brach, which we'll get to in a second. That's a separate question. What nature Chiv is? Take a look at the Dvarim, number 9, the Kovner Rav, the great Kovner Rav. He writes that he says a Gavaldik Yisoid. He says a Yisoid in Hilchas Bricha Satori. He writes it this: Al daiti lemeima, given the alfina law, mehai kraw lo yadiran el de betzibur tzricha bracham mehatayra. He wants to tell you the following yisoid that the whole brichas atayra, right, we make a brichas atayra in the morning, and we make another brichas atayra when you're oila, when you get an ali. So he says, why the second brichas atayra? You don't need another one. So he says a gvaldik yisoid. He says that the brichas atayra that you make for yourself is a derabbanan bracha. The bracha that you make betzibur is derais. Why? Because the pasuk where we learn that brichas atayra from is kishem hashem ekor that was done betzibur. So whenever there's Torah b'tzibur, the bracha is a higher level bracha. So the brichas that I made in my house before I opened my gemara, that was a derabbanan bracha. Now when I come to shul and I'm going to read the Torah in front of the shul, that's a deraisa bracha.
You're giving a shiur now in front of a million of people.
Right. So according to that law,
you have to make a bracha on a deraisa.
So a derabbanan bracha can't be strong enough for a deraisa. So we make another bracha. That's the Dvar Avram's Chiddush.
He writes. A derabbanan bracha on a deraisa.
Correct. Meaning the Torah says you make brachas Torah. That's only when you're doing it betzibur. When you learn yichidus, then you only make the bracha midrabban. That's how the Dvar Avraham categorizes.
So according to him, that would never work with the two esrogim, because if you have a second esrog, which is better, it's still both the same mitzvahs are on the same level. Why would you make another bracha?
It's
from the rabban and the raisa. You make
That's a separate question. That was a shalom hiddur mitzvah. This is a separate question. This is a question of that when a person comes to sit down in the morning and learn, listen to a dafir mishnah before shachas. So he makes brachas Torah. Why? Because you can't learn without brachas Torah. That is only the rabban according to the Dvar Rav.
Right.
But the raisa, the chiyuv brachas Torah is only when you're betzibur. I'm not betzibur. I'm in my kitchen. So therefore, says the Dvar Rav, when I come to shul and we lay in the Torah betzibur, I got to make a new bracha. Because that bracha that I made was only on a rabbinic level. Now the mitzvah is midderais. So says the Dvar Rav, Vim Kain, Bebechas Atero Sheberich Kolecha Befneat, Mishilat Rabbon, Layasi, the Rabbon, Mafka Mide, Chiyuv Brichas Derais. Shuvin Chayovim Bikriyas Atero, Mishu Chayovim Bikriyas Atero, Betzibur, Brochem and Atero. Fine, very nice. So the Dvar Rav, a kasha on himself. He says, if I'm right, I have a kasha. In fact, the Rav, if I'm right, when we read the Megillah and Shul, we should have to make the Brichas Atero. Why? Because it's a new Kriyas Atero, it's a new learning Betzibur. Whenever there's a kriya, whenever there's a liman atayr b'tzibur, the birchas atayr that I made by myself is no good. So, frak the dvar avram according to
but the whole meeting is only drop on and to get dinner, cut me different kabbalah.
Shouldn't matter.
So, what's the difference? There's a difference on Torah and stuff like that. That's
maybe. Let's see. So, frak the dvar avram number 10. Tamina be Megillah. The Gemara says Megillah. Kabi Mirka Megillah. Lefanei Amayim Bevarach. What are the brachas before the Megillah? Rav Sheshes Mekatriza Ikla Kamei. Ravashi Ubarich Mem Nun Ches. What's Mem Nun Ches? Mirka Megillah Shalasa Nisim and Shachion. Frak the Dvar of Ramakasha. Varei Megillah the Mikisvei Kodeshi. Bevadai Dina Kikayra Betayra. Fact that I don't understand when you read Navi, when you read Miguel's Esther, it's like you're reading a shtickle Torah. It's like you're reading from the Torah. Then Cain, Kishakari Noise Bitsibor, Eka Chiv Bechasatayra Minatayra. There should be a Chiv Midaraisa to Nike and Nubrechasatayra. Vamayim Borech Lefanel Gam Bechasatayra. Why is it no Bechasatayra before Megillah? The Eloima, you can't tell me Shakai Yotza Bracha Shakalech Mbrachat. Don't tell me what it mean. I made Bechasatayra this morning. But that was a Bechasatayra de Rabbanan. Now it's a Bechasatayra de Raisa. So the Bechasatayra, the Dvar Rom has a Kasha on himself. What's the obvious answer to the Dvar Ram's kasha?
It's not Torah.
If you assume like a Ram's arm goes, the kasha never gets off the ground. Why? Because this is not Torah. This is a story that Chazal wanted you to tell over to your children. You'll have to work out what the other Megillahs are. Abazak, Lefi, what we're saying now is Kishma. Oh, that's a question. It depends who you go like. The Vilna Goyen holds to make a brach on the other
Megillahs.
Yeah, but I'm a big one. Good, so he clearly assumed there was some chiyuv to read that.
Right.
You can't say Asher Tzivon if it's not a chiyuv. It's a chiddush, okay. Yeah. I'll have to talk about that maybe one day on our list of things to get.
You want to say that?
I guess it's koi on the Sefer Torah. But l'chayru, the terrorist to the Dvar of Rom is mamash this Yisayfer, with Rams on my goals. It's very gishma. Now take a look at the Avnei Nezer. This Avnei Nezer is gevaldik. It says Avnei Nezer, the guf ha-dvarim shekasa b'shem ha-beis Ephraim, lo'y amin shiyoytza dvarim elu mipi oysa tzadik. I don't believe such words came out of such a great person. It's what we call fake news balaz, right? He says, I don't believe. Now the truth is, now they have this new thing. What's it called? With the robots?
AI.
What's it called?
Artificial
intelligence. Where people talk and it sounds like their voice and it's all made up. So I wonder, you know, they didn't have that in the times of the Avnezer, but today the Avnezer would say, if he heard such a shot, he'd say, no way. He says, Avnezer, I can't imagine someone as great as the farmers on Margolis would say something like he said. Why? He says, "Shalay kain tamutoy b'liba megillah." V'im kain if so bechinam tarchu chazal bali hashatz v'amedrash shapir shukol divrei megillah v'dorsha medrashas. Says all chazal they mutcher a whole meseches megillah to dash in the megillah. They wasted their time. There's no tamutoy on it. Ulefi dvarim kol yegiim l'rik chatzushon. It's all a waste. Ki mitzvahs kriyas v'adei mekayim afilei nidei kol adrash seila. Even if you don't know all the drushes, v'afilei nidei kipir shamilas mekayim amitzvah midei v'chashtana b'nar amochim. Who gave all these Tanaim and Amorim the right to take a time from learning other things to make all these drushes from the Megillah? He disagrees adamantly with Ephraim Zarmagol. Now, Yesh Lodin a little bit. What would Ephraim Zarmagol say? The guy learns Miguel Sester on a Tuesday. It's not Purim, right? Mm-hmm. This Tuesday, you know, next Tuesday, last Tuesday, right? Can't remember what they Purim is, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't think, when I learned to Ephraim Zarmagol initially, I didn't think he was saying that when you read the Megillah is not a Dover Torah. It's Bishas Kriya when you're supposed to be Mekai in the Mitzvah, then it's not a Kiyum of Talmud Torah. Avad, if I learn Megillah in the middle of the summer, Avad, I'm going to be Mekai in Talmud Torah. And all those Drushes Chazal, Avad the Torah. He just meant that when you're reading the Megillah, Bishas the Kiyum of Mitzvah, it's not Talmud Torah. Now, the problem is, if you go back to the end of the tshuva, he sounds a little bit like that. He writes, and even if you learn the Megillah middle of the year, even if you understand what you're learning, ain't a doime l'kray b'nevim k'suv. It's ain't a doime. So it sounds like he's still not 100% clear that it's not Torah. I mean, the Avinezer's kasha would be a lot less shver if you answer that Avada learning the Megillah on a regular day is Torah. It's just b'shas kima mitzvah, it's not Torah.
Is this all totally in the fact that there was a machlokas originally whether it should have been part of
Not necessarily. It doesn't sound like that's going to be the tipping point either way. Now, there's a brisket rov over here that's kedai to see.
There's a lot of Torah that's not in the Torah. I'm learning a pshat from Avnei Nezer. It's not written in the Torah. It's somebody's explanation. So how could that have any worse than...
If you assume that the Megillah was meant to be just a history story, so you don't make, you know, the Yukim and the Russians all the history story. Story is a story. Today in the law, they make all these Yukim from the Constitution. They would have meant this. They make all these, you know, it's Lahavdil. That's what Avnei Nezer is saying. You tell me that's how you look at the Megillah. You look at it as a storybook. So why are you wasting your time telling me it means it's a story, right? So we thought maybe it's not Rav Ramzan Magol meant. He meant Avada, it's Torah. Just when you're reading it, B'shas Purim, it becomes just a Kiyum HaMitzvah. There's a Gevaldik B'shkarov over here. We're not going to read it inside because we definitely don't have enough time. But the Skirov basically points out, Skirov points out from the Rambam writes that if you make a mistake in the pronunciation of a word by the Megillah, you're still Yoitz. If you do so by Torah, you're not Yoitz. Says the Skirov, what's the difference? Says the Skirov, Mamish, there's difference. If it's about Limad Torah, if it's about a story, so sometimes you can tell over a story and one or two words get a little mumbled, you figure out the story. If it's a kima mitzvah talmud Torah, you didn't say the word right. You felt in the mitzvah talmud Torah. So if it says the biskurov, this chiluk is very muvan. That by the Megillah, it's not about Torah. Megillah is not about Torah. The Megillah is about Sipur HaAgod.
Interestingly, everybody's so macro. If you miss the word, you can read it yourself. You don't have to hear from the
So skipping a word is worse. But skipping a word is felt in the Shem Megillah. But botching a word is less than skipping. It's interesting halach. But that's the biskurov's mahal. But let's turn to a second to number 13. This whole conversation should be told in a totally different conversation. Machaber Shulchan Aruch, number 13, says the Machaber, Lo yikra psukim koidim bechas ha-teira. Person is not allowed to recite psukim before he says bechas ha-teira. Alfa pishu oimim derech tachnunim. Even though he's saying them as a tefillah, he's not learning them. He's not learning. A guy says karbonos in the morning. He's not learning up the Mishnah in the Mishnah Perek Tomid. He's not learning it up. He's just reading it. Says the Machaber, you don't need to say bechas ha-teira. V'yesh oimim. Some people say, She'ein lochush, no problem. Kimen she'ein oimim ela derech tachnunim, the nochon lochush is first sheet. So Mechaber says it's best for the first sheet. So what do you see from the first sheet? That what? That you're not allowed to read psukim before you say b'chas tari. Even though I'm not using these psukim as a mode to become Talmud Torah. Writes the Rambo, Avo aminuk yitzvar achrena, but the minig is like the last opinion. Shari b'me ha-slichas mispalim kol ha-slichas v'achach mu'vachem al Torah. Because what do we do during slichas? We say slichas, and then we make b'chas tari. Im say the shara brachas. So there must be more make. So l'chayra, this machloek is mechab ramah, should be very much plugged back in to the Dvar Avram. What was the Dvar Avram's kasha? What bichas atayra? If you don't need to make bichas atayra, if you're only saying something derech tachnunim. So if you hold that the Megillah is not being used as a kim of Talmud Torah, the Megillah is being used, maybe Megillah is Torah. Ken said it is Torah. But you're not using it for that purpose. I'm not using it to be Mekai, my mitzvah, Talmud Torah. I'm using it merely for my mitzvah, and I don't have to make a brachas at there. So it goes back to that whole Dvar Avram. But take a look at this Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef over here has a kash on Yushalmi. Yushalmi says that you can use Ava Rabba as your brachas at Torah. If a Yid forgot to say brachas at Torah in the morning, he remembers halfway through brachas for Yishma, so he gets to Ava Rabba, he should have in mind that this is my brachas at Torah. But Yushalmi says, but when he finishes Shema Nesrei, he should sit down and learn something. Frekta Beis Yosef in Toimer. Why, if I use my Ava Rabba as my Talmud Torah, as my Birchas HaTorah, do I have to learn right away? I always have Kriyishma. I'm always learning after I'm saying Ava Rabba. So that's Beis Yosef's kash. What's the Beis Yosef's answer? Doesn't count. We'll get to that in three seconds. But I just want to bring out this Beis Yosef. What do you see from this Beis Yosef? That is anyone going to say that Kriya Shema is not Torah? No one's going to say Kriya Shema. And yet I can't be Mekayim. Limud HaTorah, Adei Kriyishma.
The same thing says if it's a sentence that is held by the other Shita that you shouldn't, you should be Makba, not to make a bracha, because it's Tachnunim, but it is still Torah. He just said it's Torah.
So you really have to break it down over here to say there's two separate diyunim. There's a diyun in the Birchas HaTorah, and there's a diyun in what's called Talmud Torah. This is really, really breaking things down over here. You're right. You have to really, crack it down to two different levels. But what you see from the Beis Yosef is you can't be Mekayim Talmud Torah through Kriyishma. I Kriyishma has Torah. Torah says that not everything that's Torah can be used in a capacity as a Kim of Talmud Torah. So MK, same thing with Megillah Esther. I'm the Megillah Esther's Torah. No one's doubting it. But not everything that is a Chefetz of Torah is used as a mode to Mekayim Talmud Torah.
Or why it's being used for a different
correct. Torah. Exactly. Now, the Birkas of Avraham Erlinger Stamazay has a good point. He says that Kriyishma is a bad riot. Meaning, he wants to go, maybe in a chanami, maybe I can't use Kriya Shema as my Torah, but I could use Megillah as my Torah. He says, why? He says, Venira, very nice point. The Gamma has soivin to be Kriya Shema like Kai Mitzvah Talmud Torah, Ayin Shem Beis Yosef, which you just read. Bikomokim Kriya Shema Megillah Shaper Havah B'chala Mitzvah. He says there's a difference. I mean, this Beis Yosef that I quoted you is not a raya against our sugya of Megillah. Why? Do you soy Kriya Shema Kabbalah Tzol Malchus Shemayim? He wants to tell you that Kriya Shema, there's an agenda here. The agenda is, I want you to be Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim when you recite these words, and don't use it as Talmud Torah. Meaning almost to the exclusion of, right? Hashem wanted you that when a Yid recites Kriya Shema, he's not thinking about, oh, Gevaldik, I'm Kaim Talmud Torah. Kriya Shema is a proclamation, declaration of your Kabbalah O Malchus Shemayim. Memela.
Well, what? It's not the other parshiyas.
Well, okay, at least the beginning of Shema. Mashenki be Megillah should be Pashas Loigora Mikol Kriya B'Torah. He wants to tell you another. By Megillah, Megillah could have dual purposes. It's about learning, and it's also about pursuing Nisa. So he wants to say that Kriya Shema is not a rabbi. But the biggest kash that everyone's already asking, Reb Chaim Kanevsky was asked this kash. They asked Reb Chaim Kanevsky, one second. The Gemara says in Menachis, in the name of Reb Shem Bayechoy, I feel like Kara Adam Ela Kriya Shema Shachas Varvis Kaim Lo Yomush. How could you tell me now that Beis Yosef told me that I'm not Mekayim Talmud Torah via Kriya Shema if it's a Gemara? The Gemara says in Menachis that you're allowed to be Mekayim. If a person doesn't learn a whole day, all he gets to is just Kriya Shema, he's still Mekayim the Pasuk of Lo Yomush. Harei Lehejesh should be Kriya Shema Yeshba Mishum Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Valdik Kash. Says Reb Chaim Kanevsky, the Heshiv Sha'al Zeh Morin, the Rebbe Shlita, Reb Chaim Kanevsky answered, Lo Yomush Yotza Avaloi Talmud Torah. Wow. Says Reb Chaim Kanevsky, you have to remember, we learned this also. There's two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah, the Rabbanon of the Gisva Yom Balayla, which is the pasuk in Navi, which is this Lo Yomush. Then there's our pasuk that we learned in Kedushin Af Lamed, where we learned the mitzvah of Talmud Torah from the Torah. Will Imadatem Velishmer Kol HaMitzvah, something like along those lines. Says Reb Chaim Kanevsky, Enechrami, you're Mekayim Lo Yomush, but you're not Mekayim Talmud Torah.
How could you be kind of Yamish with something that's not Torah?
It's a different type of mitzvah. It's a different type of mitzvah.
But it's a mitzvah still that has to do with Torah. What shouldn't be Yamish from the people?
Right, right. So he'll argue. So he's saying, I'm not Yamish, the Divrei HaTorah. I have Divrei Torah in my mouth.
Divrei Torah.
But the Liman HaTorah is different.
He just said Avarabba helps for, as a bracha, because of Torah. If you didn't make the bracha, right?
But that's what you're supposed to learn. It's good to learn. This Yushami works very nice. No, Rashi says you make a mitzvah derabbanan of the Gitri Yom Valai. Not the mitzvah Talmud Torah. The mitzvah Talmud Torah, you need to learn Torah. Not the Gitri Yom Valai means loyomash. They shouldn't come. Your mouth should always be reciting the words of Hashem. Derabbanan. So that you mekayim ayde Kriya Shema. Oh, but the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you're not Mekayim when you daven. Because to daven, that's not learning.
Sounds the other way around.
Why?
Kriya Shema is a limited time. It's not
but that's the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. You want to use the mitzvah of Kriya Shema for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that you can't do.
No.
That you can't do. Ah, let's just see some other interesting terutz into this kasha.
So you're saying that what you're coming from there is that by doing Kriya Shema morning and night, you're not Mekayim Talmud Torah.
Yes,
you're just Mekayim
Lo Yomush. Yes. That's a chiddush of the day. A lot of chiddushim of the day today. But I want to get to some other terutzim, but it's taka. Rabbi Salavitchi makes something a point here that's worth thinking about. Forward number 12b. He talks about the famous machloekis b'shoyim between the Bahag and everyone else. Do women have a chiv kriya? Do women have a chiv shmiya? Right, we spoke about this definitely in the past. The Bahag Shita is women don't have a mitzvah to read the Megillah, they only have a mitzvah to hear the Megillah. And that's why a lady can't lay the Megillah for a man. So Rabbi Salavitchik sounds like he's alluded to that he thinks our discussion today should be relevant to that machoikis. Why? He says because if you hold that the chi of a Megillah is to read it, he writes that would be a chi of to read it like you'd read any other Torah. And to be mefarsim through the Kriya. If a lady only has a chi of to listen, he thinks that means she has no chi of to read it, she just needs to hear it, the person minis. So he makes the point that if you hold that women are putter from Talmud Torah, which we know they are, so then it would be very geschmack to say that they don't have a chiyuv kriya. Kriya means you have to read from the Torah. Women never have to read from the Torah. That whole concept doesn't exist for them. But if you hold, like we're saying now, that Megillah is not Torah anyways, then you could say women do have that. Good. So the question is, what does that make them? Make them chayv on what level? So push-up shada means they chayv to read the Megillah. Tanya Rabbi Salvation, it can't be. Because women are generally exempt from Torah-based mitzvahs. So the answer is they're just chayv to hear it. That's not
learning.
From learning makes mitzvahs, right? But if you hold, like we're saying now, that it's not really limud Torah anyways, so then it could go back to women being chayv even on a kriya level.
So of course, it's women tamling for women. They have the women minyan.
Against the Bahag. I mean, anyone who holds not like the Bahag. But I want to get to the last pshat.
Everybody.
Lady for lady. Yeah. Correct. I want to get to the last pshat, because the last pshat is really a big push for us on the morning shift. Take a look at number 19. So the Shalmi Simcha, who's the Shalmi Simcha, Michael?
Some guy from Lubav.
No, Simcha Elberg. What are you talking about? Simcha Elberg. Come on, you know Simcha Elberg.
I see no, I'm lonely side.
Yeah, you know
Simcha. Doesn't count.
See, basically this. He quotes from one of the Rebbe's Sikhs, one of the Lubavitch Rebbe's Sikhs.
That's what I think, yeah.
Don't judge a book by the cover. He says, Rebbe Sikha, Teira, Me'admar Min Lubavitch. Shemati Shomatata. Lubavitch Rebbe wants to answer this question. Shava gav the mikra megillah who tayir. Rav the mikra megillah is tayir. Aval kivin she's a kriya ba'alma b'li iyun or b'leis amkus. It's a lot easier to hear the megillah story. You're not cracking your head on figuring out pshat and gemara. You're not trying to figure out pshat and rajma. You're sitting back. The Valkyrie reads it. You just sit back and enjoy. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, how is it bittul tayir? That's a chelik of bittul tayir. Why? Legabi tayir hanuma ba'amkus ubi iyun shekol davar v'davar. When you're not learning with the same level of depth, it's called bittul tayir. It's a better learning. Avada Torah is Torah, but it's better when you're learning the eon with working on it than just being spoon fed to you. But he brings a raya from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He says, "I'll prove it to you from the Shulchan Aruch." Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Three lines in. Ayn Shulchan Aruch Harav Hilchot Tamat Torah Perek Beis Halacha. Hey, Shemisha Einem is Batal Matamat Torah. A guy who's not taking a break from learning. He just chazes what he always knew already. It's just easier. It's not harder. It's a lot easier to chaz than it is to learn new things. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Ala Rishon, believe in Chodesh, Hareze Mischai Ben Ashrei. Wrong. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Haredas, Harav, Sheoinish, Abil Teira, Chal Gam, Abil Teira, Be'echos.
Wow.
It's a mustig of Abil Teira, Be'echos. Learning easily without working on it and versus learning in depth is a different type of learning. It's a shayla of bittul Torah.
I'm going to put
in
all my art
scroll. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, have a wonderful Chag Purim, everyone.
Thank God it's still tough for me with art scroll.
Yeah. Yeah, I must run out of